Sectoral debate gets underway in the House of Representatives, and Labour Minister tables the Occupational Safety and Health Bill. You're tuned into House Matters. Thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. The 2017-2018 sectoral debate got underway in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, April 4. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett, who opened the debate, said the $8 billion allocated to the tourism ministry in the budget represents the largest ever allocation to the sector. He says the sum will allow the ministry to generate the high growth levels being targeted.
Investment in the tourism sector is booming, with new construction projects in the works, including renovation and upgrading of several projects. Over 3,000 rooms are currently being made available, which never had been before last winter. Of that, Mr. Speaker, close to 2,000 have already been added or will be coming on stream in the next few weeks.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett making his sectoral debate presentation under the theme Sustainable Tourism, a Catalyst for Job Creation and Inclusive Growth. He says several projects are coming on stream under the Shovel Ready initiative. The initiative seeks to directly assist investors by obtaining preliminary development approvals, conducting carrying capacity studies, assessing appropriate land utilization, and installing preliminary infrastructure.
These are important, Mr. Speaker, to enable what we call a turnkey operation, so that the investor can come, identify a facility, have the money, know that there is a package of development arrangement, and can start construction immediately thereafter.
Jamaica has already benefited from the first major investment under the initiative, with the contract signing of the Charisma Hotels and Resorts for the construction of 5,000 new rooms in Landover St. Anne. The project is to be undertaken over the next 5 to 10 years, with some 8,000 jobs to be created. The Shovel Ready initiative is being jointly undertaken by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Promotions Corporation, National Environment and Planning Agency, Urban Development Corporation, and the Commission of Lands. The government is on course to implement the proposed Tourism Workers' Pension Scheme in September. Minister Bartlett says Cabinet has approved drafting of the Tourism Workers' Pension Act. The Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF Act, will be amended to facilitate the provision of $1 billion to start the scheme. Mr. Bartlett explained that this allocation would provide a cushion for workers 55 years and older, whom he said, while becoming immediate contributors, would not be able to accumulate the requisite savings that enables them to get meaningful entitlement.
With this $1 billion, we will provide a minimum pension of $225,000 annually for those workers who are 55 years and older when they come under. But more importantly, to enable the workers of the industry to feel that they are in a professional arrangement and that they can work assiduously and well, providing world-class service, and at the end of their tenure, they are not left into penury.
And the Occupational Safety and Health Bill was tabled in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The legislation is geared at securing the safety and health of all Jamaican workers and was tabled by Minister of Labour and Social Security, Shaheen Robinson. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen had reiterated the government's commitment to have the bill tabled this year during his throne speech on February 9. Some features of the proposed legislation include the imposition of duties of care to ensure safety and health at all levels of the labor supply chain, with persons conducting business or undertakings as the main duty bearers, and an expansive concept of a workplace to include a place where domestic work is carried out as an economic activity. The legislation will address specific components of safety and health through the subsequent enactment of regulations to treat with subjects such as child labor. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.